DOD has created a firm, or Armed Forces Institute for Regenerative Medicine.
When we talk about regenerative medicine or bioengineering, what essentially we're trying to do is come up with these technologies that will sort of help the body repair or replace human tissues that have been lost, and in this particular case, due to trauma on the battlefield.
Simon Young is a resident at UT Houston and a graduate student at Rice in both of the programs involved in the local collaboration on craniofacial reconstruction. He says their particular goal is to eventually be able to help those soldiers who have been wounded and lost soft and hard tissue on their face.
The technologies that we're looking at will not only stabilize their injury and, let's say, prevent infection, but secondly also help to regenerate bone for them later on once they get to a, let's say, higher echelon facility.
The Rice-UT Houston effort will get $2 million over the next 5 years to spearhead the development of these new technologies. Now, a firm believes it can get these new technologies to the front lines quicker by having researchers and doctors working together to develop them. This program is part of a larger $250 million effort. Rod Rice, Houston Public Radio News.